it's Lauren here with Maddie.
And we are standing right outside the famous Santa Sabina Church in Rome, which was built in 422-432 CE.
The exterior is rather simple, but it is still a marvel to look at.
Yes, especially when it comes to this stunning wooden door. The door was originally decorated with 28 carved panels depicting scenes from the Bible. The panels were carved in two distinct styles, one that harkens to classical art and another that is simpler in style. Because of this, many believe that many artists may have worked to create this fantastic entrance into the church.
And one of the panels contains the earliest remaining public image of the crucifixion of Christ.
Also, the panel's borders are completed in a Mesopotamian-esque style.
The outside also has large windows made of silicene, which is essentially a type of crystal that is thicker than glass.
The rest of the facade is comprised of compacted brickwork, which is entirely Rome brick, and there are low tiled roofs that cover the interior aisles as well as other tiled roof that tops the rest of the interior.
Well, why don't we walk through those doors and see what is inside?
Yes, let's. Now, as soon as you enter the church, you can't help but be drawn in. The entrance is opposite the apse, and the apse is where the altar is located. So your eye is naturally drawn right to this focal point.
Separating the entrance and the apse is the nav, or center space, which has aisles on either side of it. Along the aisles share columns and pilasters that visually connect the different levels, but do not actually support the building.
The walls of the nav are broken up with clerestory or above eye level windows that were specifically used to shine light into the church. Although the walls are now mostly bare, they were once adorned with mosaics that would have shimmered in the sunlight.
At this time, and even to some extent today, with the connotation of halos, light signifies divinity or a holy presence. That feeling, the feeling of spirituality, was truly the goal of the architect, to really emphasize spirituality over the physical attributes of the building.
And that idea was exemplified by what is above, the rather simplistic wooden truss roof.